Man, this feels so good. I finally have a day off to relax. Hey! Watch where you're going. What the hell? It's you. What are you doing here, nerd? This is a private bathhouse. Now get out. You what? Are you serious? No, it's fine. If you really won free tickets for today. Man, I guess there's nothing I can do about it. But let's get something clear. This is my side of the hot springs. So why don't you just go over there? Because I like my privacy, okay? Do I need a better reason than that? And I don't want to spend my only day off this week stuck in here with you. So just go over there, away from me. Well, of course I'm mean to you. It's not like you're my friend or anything. Look, just because we go to the same college and have a bunch of the same classes doesn't mean that we get along. So would you just get out of my face already? Jeez. What's what? This is just a book. I was just relaxing and reading it on the side. No. It's a normal book, okay? None of your business what it is. Hey, don't touch it. Yeah, it's a great book. You didn't realize I was into fantasy. Right. I mean, I'm not. It had a good plot and, wait. Yeah, it's the second copy. I know it's not published yet, but this is just a, I got it from a friend. I was just looking over it to, make sure everything was good. The author's name. No. I mean, my last name is similar, yeah, but it's totally different. Look, would you just give it back? You're gonna get it wet. Hey, come on, put it down. Shh. Damn it. Don't say that out loud. I'm not the author, okay? Hey. Will you stop it? What the hell is wrong with you? Okay, fine. Yes, I wrote the first book. And this is my rough draft of the second, all right? Now please put it down. What is it now? Don't tell me. You're a fan, aren't you? Of course you are. I should have guessed you were into this fantasy romance crap. Stuff. Look, it doesn't matter why I wrote it, okay? Just give it back. No, I'm not gonna come over there and take it. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. What are you doing now? Don't you dare read it. Because I told you, it's not done yet. I mean, it is, but I'm just going through and correcting some of my mistakes. You can read it when it's published, okay? Oh, thank you. Jesus. I don't know what I would have done if you would have dropped that in the water. It's my first draft, and the only copy I made so far. And no, I'm not going to give anything away, so don't even ask about what happens. What's the matter with you? Why are you giving me that look? No, I did not base the main character after me. None of that stuff about his childhood trauma has anything to do with mine. Not that I have any. He's just like me. What the hell do you mean by that? Obnoxious and rude. But then secretly has a soft side. Oh, give me a break. This isn't some enemies to lovers story. So get that out of your head right now. What about the spicy scene? You read that? Oh, right. Of course you did. It's in the book. But, I mean... Well, I don't know. I just... thought that there should be something between the two of them. Look, it doesn't matter. I mean, Will you just drop this, okay? And you can't tell anyone that I'm the author. Because... I don't want everyone at school to know. I mean, have you seen how many people are walking around holding it? More than half of our class has already read it. Well, so I'm not doing it for praise. I'm just... in a way... I'm expressing myself through writing, I guess. But don't read too much into that, okay? It is not a romance novel. And I'm not secretly a gentleman. Will you stop giggling? You don't know anything about me. Then tell you something. Why the hell should I? It's not like we're gonna hang out again after this. And we're not hanging out anyway. You're still in my personal space. This was supposed to be relaxing. How did this turn into some nerd fest between me and you? All right. I'll admit it. Yes, I like books. And manga. And all of that other stuff. Shh, don't say that out loud. Yes, I watch anime. Alright. Now you know my secret, I'm a closet nerd. Now we're done talking. So just go away so I can relax. My only day off. Oh. I guess you don't really know that either. Well, I work part-time at a coffee shop on Main Street. And when I'm not working, I'm writing. When I'm not writing, I'm going to school. So my schedule's pretty tight, and I don't have a lot of free time. Today's the only day I give myself every week to just not do anything and relax. Really? You're not my parent, you know. I'm well aware of how important self-care is. But I have a lot of ambitions and goals. Things I need to do. I don't have time for relaxing, really. That's not as important right now. Now is the time to grind and get shit done. I can always relax and be lazy when I'm old. Besides, it's not like I have anything else going on for me. Oh, I just meant that, like, you know, I don't really have time for social life, so I don't go out with friends, and I don't have time to date anyone because I'm always busy working or writing. So, yeah, I'm not really good for much else. It's exactly what I said. Look, you don't get it. And that's fine. It's not like I'm actually explaining any of it to you. But will you just stop asking me all these questions? It's getting annoying. Why do I try so hard to hide? I am not. I mean, yeah, I don't announce it to the world that I'm a nerd, I guess. Because maybe I just want to keep that to myself. Not everyone around you needs to know everything about you. You know that, right? There are some things you can keep to yourself. There's no harm in not sharing too much. Remember that. Okay. Will you knock it off already? Enough about me and my secrets. What about you? Don't give me that look. All you do is hide in the back of the classroom, typically. You mostly keep to yourself, and just draw or whatever. And I never see you interacting with other people or going to any after-school activities. So what do you do for a living? And don't tell me you're just a college student. I know that's a lie. Because you and me get on the train every day at the exact same time. And that's when I'm going to work. So you've got to be doing something. I knew it. So Spill, what are you hiding? What? Oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize you... I mean... No, it's okay. I shouldn't have pried. I'm sure dealing with all that family stuff is hard on you. But it's nice of you to do what you can to help. I mean, I'd probably do the same for my parents if they were still alive. And maybe even siblings, too. But I don't have any of those. I was an only child. And my parents passed away when I was really young. A car accident, believe it or not. And somehow, as a baby, I was the only one who survived. Thanks to the car seat. Lucky me. Hey, it's okay. You don't have to apologize. Who raised me? The foster system did. Kind of. I was passed around a lot from home to home. And I did also run away a few times. I got emancipated when I was old enough to drive, and got my first job. After that, I never went back to any of my foster families. Not that I got along with any of them anyway, because most of them just wanted the money and didn't really give a shit about me. They didn't even bother to make sure I had food or clothes or anything like that. So I would pretty much have to fend for myself. I even got in trouble for stealing a couple of times, believe it or not. But luckily I was young, so it didn't go on my record. Thank God. Or I wouldn't have been able to make it into this school. Hey, are you alright? What's with the tears? I'm sorry I wasn't trying to make you sad. With you sharing all that stuff about your family and what you've been doing, I just figured it was only fair. Hey, I told you not to touch me. All right, I don't need a hug. Now get off. You're ridiculous, you know that? But enough about me. What else do you do? I mean, you have to do something to make money, if you're helping your family out and all. Oh, I see. That sounds interesting. No, really, I'm not making fun of you. I mean, a job's a job, right? We gotta do what we can to survive. Who am I to judge you for doing that? Whatever pays the bills, I say. Huh. I'm glad you agree. But you know, there's other ways to make money than just working a 9-to-5, right? Well, you can do some online stuff. You can try to sell some of that art. You're really good at it. You could even make videos or play games. There's all kinds of ways to make money on the side. That way you won't have to work as hard. Look, I normally don't do this, but I could help you out. You like writing stories too, yeah? I've seen some of your forums online. I mean, in passing, of course. Your fantasy stuff is really good. You've got a great imagination. I mean, some of your plots need work. But if you'd like, I could tutor you. Just to help you in the right direction. And if you get good enough, I could even help you get published. Oh no, I don't mean like that. Self-publishing is easy, anyone can do it. But I would want you to do what I did. You have to go through like an agency. They do the marketing and the publishing. It's a little bit pricey, but trust me, it's the smarter way to go to get yourself known. Especially if you don't have a big following already. They even help you get your books into stores. And then you do book signings and things like that. Even if you just did short stories, you could write a kid's book, or even make a coloring book. Those are easy. A manga? I mean, if you really wanted to, yeah. Honestly, the sky's the limit when it comes to this kind of stuff. You just have to get your foot in the door and know where to go. If not, you end up stuck like a lot of people. I know, right? Why am I being so nice? Well, I'm not. Alright, look. I'm sorry, okay? About everything. The way I've treated you at school. And some of the stuff I've already said to you here. It was just hard being around you when you're so similar to me. I couldn't be around you because then people would know that I'm actually a lot like you. And I think it's great that you're not ashamed of who you are and you don't try to hide it from anyone. Honestly, I wish I could be more like that. So maybe I was a little jealous of you for always just being yourself. And yeah, it does get tiring to put on a mask and pretend to be someone you're not every day. Just so people don't see our hurt underneath. We have to put on a smile and a brave face and Learn how to socialize with people. That's all life really is. It's about the connections and the people you know, and how willing you are to do the work. Once you figure that out, everything kind of starts to fall into place. At least it did for me. Thank me? For what? I haven't done anything yet. Oh. Well, you're welcome. But you didn't have to accept my apology right away. I understand if you want to hold a grudge against me. More than I seem. Maybe you're right about that. And yes, you are also right about the main character of my book. He is the me I wish I could be. I guess I used to call him Fantasy Me. In fact, I wrote the book years ago. I just barely got around to publishing it. Yeah, I suppose there's a lot of writers. We have tons of stories and things and ideas written down, and we just don't know where to start, so we hold on to them. It's kind of crazy how similar we really are. What day for what? Oh, right. Our lesson. Let's see. Oh man, I forgot about my calendar. I don't have anything open. No, I can make time for you. Just give me a sec to think. I guess today's my only free day. How about tonight, after this? You can come back to my apartment, and I can show you the basics. No, it's fine, really. I don't mind. I mean, anymore. Huh. Well, for the record, I like you too. But don't read into that. I mean, it's not like I... Well, you know... And, Hey. What'd you kiss me on the cheek for? I am not cute. And I'm not nervous or anything. I just lost my train of thought, okay? Will you stop laughing? Alright. Now, can we relax for at least a few minutes before we get out of here? That is what I came here for, after all. Okay, fine. You can sit next to me, but no more talking. Okay, I need to brainstorm. Maybe you should do the same. Alright. Yeah, 5 minutes. Thank you. nothing. Now, shh. Silly nerd.